Steve Daines, Indictment of Trump Unprecedented Abuse of Power. By Sean Moran on March 30, 2023. Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, Chairman, said in a statement on Thursday that the indictment of former President Donald Trump is an unprecedented abuse of power. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's indictment of President Trump is politically motivated, Daines said in a written statement. Indicting a former president on what is normally a misdemeanor charge in New York is an unprecedented abuse of power requiring legal gymnastics and further undermines our country's trust in our most vital institutions. This action sets a terrible legal precedent and should outrage Americans no matter what their political persuasion. The New York Times reported Thursday evening that a Manhattan grand jury indicted Trump over his role in paying hush money to a porn star, Stormy Daniels. Trump will now be the first former president to face criminal charges after leaving office, he said in a written statement in reaction to the news. From the time I came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower, and even before I was sworn in as your president of the United States, the radical left Democrats, the enemy of the hardworking men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy the Make America Great Again movement, Trump said in a statement responding to the news he has been indicted. You remember it just like I do, Russia, 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 the Mueller hoax, Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Impeachment hoax 1, impeachment hoax 2, the illegal and unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid, and now this. The Democrats have lied, cheated and stolen in their obsession with trying to get Trump. But now they've done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in an act of blatant election interference. Never before in our nation's history has this been done. The Democrats have cheated countless times over the decades, including spying on my campaign, but weaponizing our justice system to punish a political opponent, who just so happens to be a president of the United States and by far the leading Republican candidate for president, has never happened before. Ever. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, who was handpicked and funded by George Soros, is a disgrace. Rather than stopping the unprecedented crime wave taking over New York City, he's doing Joe Biden's dirty work, ignoring the murders and burglaries and assaults he should be focused on. This is how Bragg spends his time. I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden, he added. The American people realize exactly what the radical left Democrats are doing here. Everyone can see it. So our movement, and our party, united and strong, will first defeat Alvin Bragg. And then we will defeat Joe Biden. And we are going to throw every last one of these crooked Democrats out of office so we can make America great again. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.